Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Noel Conradin here with you on Double K Country. It's time for our update program, and now we're going to talk about Girl Scout Week, and we have a couple local Girl Scouts from Troop 24440. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right, and we have Caitlin Roberts, Tori Beasley, and Allie Rainey here. How you girls doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. Okay, Tori, let's start off with you. We're here to talk about Girl Scouts. What grade of school and level of Girl Scouts are you in?
Me, Caitlin, and Allie are juniors in high school, and the level of Girl Scouts that we are ambassadors.
Okay, what is Girl Scout Week?
Girl Scout Week runs from March 8th through the 14th this year. March 12th is the anniversary of Girl Scouts starting up in Savannah, Georgia. It is 108 years old this year. We actually have 40-ish girls taking a trip there this summer. Cookie Sells are helping fund that trip for them. During the week, we try to do some fun things and show some things we have done over this year. And we do a fun activity all together. We are going bowling this year, actually.
That does sound like a lot of fun. Okay, Caitlin, I got a question for you. What is the project that you came up with?
So we came up with random acts of kindness for Girl Scout Week, and there's 11 local troops with around 75 girls ranging from kindergarten to 12th grade, and we're just picking lots of random acts of kindness, and we're just doing them as troops for the citizens of Nevada.
All right, give us a couple of, do you have an example of any of them?
Some troops will do stuff like handing out nice little notes or placing cute rocks around town with nice little quotes. There's donations that will be given to organizations by some troops. Waiting rooms may be stocked with new supplies like books or crayons. There's surprises of all kinds left around town or handed out just for people to find. And if you see treats with a Girl Scout note attached to it around town, whether it's quarters for vending machines or toys in a park, you've been blessed by it, and it is just for you, so you don't have to worry about accidentally stealing anything.
Oh, that's cool. Okay, Allie, why are you doing this project?
Well, first off, it just sounds like so much fun to make people's day. So we're deep into cookie sales right now, and we feel like most of the community only sees that part of Girl Scouts, and that's just a small part of what Girl Scouts actually does. Every troop does community service projects and action projects for our community all year, but we're usually not seen doing those things. And we love our community and want to do spread a little kindness through it.
All right, so you mentioned a Take Action project. What is that?
So Take Action projects are projects that the Girl Scouts see an issue that they feel needs to change, and we do something to create a lasting change for that.
Oh, really? Do you have one that you've personally done?
So this last May, we did a library display window about women in history making change. So we bought girl empowerment books for girls of all ages so that they could see what women have done through the ages to change these problems.
Oh, that is really cool. Hey, all right, Tori, I got a question for you. This is Nevada Spring Break, so is this a good week for this then?
Yes. Since Girl Scout Week falls over spring break this year, some of the troops are doing some things the week before or after. Our troop actually did some things last week because Caitlin is in a high school band and they're going to be gone all spring break. Hopefully March will just turn into Random Acts of Kindness Month in Nevada.
Really cool. Okay, I got one really sad question to ask.
Okay.
When are the cookie sales over for this year?
Cookie sales end March 28th. This is the Thanks-a-Lots last year. Thanks-a-Lots have been up for 15 years, so stock up your freezers because they're going to be gone this year.
They're going to be gone this year. Wow. So if someone wants to get cookies, how would they get a hold of a Girl Scout? Is there a way that they could contact them, or do you have to hope to see them around town?
You can contact them. Like our troop, you could contact our leader or us. Our troop leader's contact information is 417-684-2077, and that's Carla Rainey.
On Facebook, you can find troops, and if you need, you can just contact them from there.
All right. Well, thank you for coming in and talking to us today on our update program. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Just thank you for letting us put the word out.
We're glad to do that for you here. And that's been your update program today here on your brand of country, 97.5 FM, Double K Country.